Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see in Zechariah chapter number 12, verses 2 through 4. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in siege both against Judah and Jerusalem. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden them shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it. Again, this is Armageddon. They're all gathered against Jerusalem. Millions of people, that army going down that what's called King's Highway from Megiddo all the way up to Jerusalem. Verse number 4, in that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness. And I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. Again, I take this literally. I believe that they're going to be on horseback. Preacher, you're crazy. They're going to be in tanks or these choppers or what they call these helicopters, what do you call them things?
Drones.
Well, drones or whatever, people, you know, tanks and armored vehicles. No, the Bible speaks of them being on horses. It talks about the blood in Revelation chapter 19, or chapter 14, that the blood flows to the horse's bridle. I take that all very literally.
Amen.
The supper of the great gods we read about in Revelation 19, we just read earlier about how he calls all the fowls of the air to come and to feast upon that sight of all the men and all the horses upon their flesh. And while I'm thinking about this, always during this time, you will either be eaten or you will be eating. There will be the marriage supper of the Lamb, where we'll be eating, or you'll be at the supper of the great gods. I hope you're at the marriage supper of the Lamb, not supper of the great gods. Are you following? Or you will be eaten. I take it literally. It's pretty a lot. Again, I have to move on. A lot of great men, I know some, who do not take this literally. They use it symbolically in that this blood is the blood of the earth, that it's lava that God just opens up the cracks of the earth and just covers them up with lava. I don't believe that for a second. It's pretty hard to have fowls of the earth eating lava. I don't know why people just can't believe the word of God, what it says.
Amen.
Just take it for what it says, okay? So we see that. These things that. Let me read one more passage of scripture. In Joel chapter number 3, verses number 9 through 15. Proclaim ye among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of the war draw near. I'm in Joel chapter 3, verses 9 through 15. Get this one. Beat your plowshares into swords. In the millennium, they're going to beat their swords into plowshares. But right now he says, beat your plowshares into swords. Why? Everybody's coming against Jerusalem, and your pruning hooks into spears. And let the weak say, I'm strong. Boy, they're going to be so confident. We're going to go get them, boys. Let's get those folk in Jerusalem. Verse number 11, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen. God invited them. Come and get it, boys. And gather yourselves round about. Thither calls the mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathens be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down. I liked it. Come and get it. You asked for it, you got it. For the press is full and the fats overflow. For their wickedness is great. Again, we're speaking of Armageddon at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near the valley of decision, and the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the sun shall withdraw their shine. The reason I read all those verses, in the Old Testament, it prophesied this great, great battle that we're reading right now in the book of Revelation, chapter number 19. So we see the Lord's vindication. Then quickly, I want you to see the Lord's domination. I love this. The Lord's domination. In verse number 19. And I saw the beast. The beast is the Antichrist. And the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he had deceived that which had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire. burning with brimstone. In verse number 21, the remnant, the rest of the armies, the millions and millions who followed the Antichrist, who followed the false prophet, the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. Remember, we just read about this, about with his spoken word, he destroys them. And the fowls were filled with all their flesh. The Lord's domination. When I went to school many, many years ago, over here at Westwood Junior High School, I went to over here at Junior High School a long time ago. And I learned to cheer, not that I was cheerleading, but you sitting in a stand, and the opposing football team would be playing. And at the end of the game, because we had a pretty good football team, our rivalry was Denison as a junior high school. They still have that rivalry, I don't know. But for us kids, our football rivalry and all was Denison High School. And we beat them that year. And of course, it goes back before we beat. And I never forget, as we were sitting on this in the stands up there, we'd say this, na-na-na-na. Na 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 na, hey, goodbye. Now that's a silly illustration. That's what's going to happen at the Battle of Armageddon. We're going to be following Jesus on his white horse. We don't have to do a thing. We're not going to do a thing. But I can just imagine as we're viewing this, again, this is being silly. We probably won't be doing this, but we will rejoice in what's taking place. But I imagine that song might go through my head. Na 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 na. Na 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 na, hey, goodbye. I'm talking about the beast and the false prophet. Notice that the Lord cast them alive in verse number 19 in the lake of fire. I want you to notice something. They were cast into the lake of fire, not into hell. You Bible students know there is a big difference between hell and the lake of fire. We'll read about that next week. Right now, all unbelievers from Cain, whoever the first one was, that died and went into as far as people. You're talking about the angelic beings. You're talking about people. Unbelievers are presently in a place called hell. And I would refer it to like as a holding cell, because that's not their final place. Their final destination is the lake of fire. We're going to read in Revelation chapter number 20, where death and the grave and hell gave up the dead. And they will all stand before Jesus, and they will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. I just want you to get this picture. They, the Antichrist, the beast, and the false prophet, will be the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. Everybody else has been in hell. They'll be the first. And by the way, they will be the only people who will circumvent the great white throne judgment. They'd already be judged, the beast, the false prophet. And they are literal human beings that we talked about that before, and I wish I could talk more about this, that they will not stand before God at the great white throne judgment because of who they were. They will circumvent the great white throne judgment, and they will be in the lake of fire. Look in verse number 10 of chapter number 20. We'll get here next week. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. So 1,000 years later, after a millennial reign of Christ, the beast and the false prophet, who were the first inhabitants of the lake of fire, they're still there. Listen, eternity is a long, long time. It would be a great thing if unbelievers, it would be a wonderful thing. Now listen to what I'm fixing to say. If annihilation was their end. In other words, if it was all over for them. But no, forever and forever and forever, they're going to burn for eternity in the lake of fire. What a horrible thought. Horrible thought. It'd be better off if they were just like French fried crisp and you know, they're gone, you know. But the judgment of God is so anyway. Is this boring to y'all? They were both cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with a sword, and they were killed, and they went to hell. Very important distinction.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.